Good morning, God's people. It's a privilege to be part of those who are going to speak on behalf of God this morning. You should wonder, today we are a Women's Day, a Women's Month, but it's a man who is standing on the pulpit to speak on the behalf of God. Don't be afraid. Women are in me. Yes, because I love them. And you know, they are creator that God brought on the world to help the word to be increased. And I love them so much. So this morning, the word that the women have chosen to reflect on, it's our responsibility to take care of oppressed people. The responsibility of Christians to take care of oppressed people. I should say it's my responsibility to take care of oppressed people. It's my responsibility, your responsibility, to take care of people who are in difficulties, to protect people in dangers, to protect humankind, to protect others' life. That's why this morning we are going to read a text, and that I'm calling our brother Mohindo to help us in reading Exodus chapter 1. That is the word of God I want to read this morning. Welcome, Brother Mohindo. Exodus chapter 1, from 1 to 22. Our responsibility to take care of oppressed people, of humankind. Yeah, welcome, brother.
Exodus chapter 1. Now, these are the names of the sons of Israel who came into Egypt, every man and his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. All the souls who came out of Jacob's body were 70 souls, and Joseph was in Egypt already. Joseph died, as did all his brothers and all that generation. The children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. He said to his people, "Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it will happen that when any war breaks out, they also join themselves to the enemy and fight against us and escape out of the land." Therefore they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burdens. They built storage cities for Pharaoh, Python and Ramses, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and the more they spread out. They were grieved because of the children of Israel. The Egyptians ruthlessly made the children of Israel serve, and they made their lives bitter with hard services in mortar and in bricks and in all manner of service in the field. All their service in which they ruthlessly made them serve. The king of Egypt spoke to Hebrew midwives, of whom the names of the one was Shipra and the name of Ada was Poor. And he said, "When you perform the duty of the midwife to the Hebrew woman and see on the bath stool if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live." But the midwife feared God and didn't do that. When the king of Egypt commanded them, but served the baby, and they were alive. The king of Egypt called the midwives and said to them, "Why have you done this and have saved the lives of the baby?" The midwives said to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women aren't like the Egyptian women, for their vigorous and give birth before the midwife come to them. God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. It happened because the midwives feared God that he gave them families. Pharaoh commanded all the people of Israel, saying, You shall cast every son who is born into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. That's the word of God.
Amen. Shall we clap to the word of God, brothers and sisters? Yes. Our topic is taking care of people, of oppressed people. I should say, taking care of oppressed people, it's my responsibility, it's your responsibility, it's our responsibilities. And when we are introducing this text, I should say, first of all, that the people of Israel are oppressed. Because at the very beginning, I can see the issue that they are facing. People of Israel are in danger. Why? First of all, because they've got a new Pharaoh who didn't know Joseph. Number two, they were in a foreign country. Number three, they become numerous. And number four, they were strong. And number five, they were God's people. But though they were God's people, they were strong, they were numerous, they were in a foreign country, they were oppressed. And now my first question, it's why? Why these people was a danger to Pharaoh's understanding? For the political perspective of Pharaoh, why these people of Israel were a danger for him? And I want people to react, because I have only five questions where we are going to respond, and it will be the end of our session. Because today I decided that we should be sharing together, as we are in month of women or Women Day. So I want you to share, to interact, so that you may respond to this question. Why Israel people was a danger to Pharaoh perspective? That's my first question. Let's go on to see these people who are oppressed. Why they were a danger to Pharaoh perspective? Yeah, media team, should you give the microphone to Brother Sekera? Good morning. Yes, it's functional.
The reason is one for me.
Yes.
It's because Yahweh, their God, was with them in their camp at their side, fighting with them, for them, in them, through them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Can you clap to him? That's the first answer for which Israel was a danger to Pharaoh perspective. Can someone also give another answer? Referring to verse 10. Can we read verse 10, please? Come, we must deal shrewdly with them, or they will become even more numerous, and if war breaks out, we'll join our enemies, fight against us, and leave the country. Can someone just help us to understand that verse or that political issue that Pharaoh has? Someone, yes, Mama Mteho.
As you have said that they were living in a foreign country.
Yes.
So the Egyptian Pharaoh knew that they were strangers. Hmm. So in case there was an enemy from outside, they could join him and help the enemy so that they can conquer Egypt.
Yes.
So he feared that they were his enemies.
Yes. That's the second reason. Can we clap to Mama Mteo for this answer? So, as you can see, these people becomes a danger to Pharaoh's political perspective, because for him, these people can just even join an army and then fight against his Egyptian's army. So the second question. My second question is just about how come that the more people were oppressed, the more they were multiplied. That's verse 12. Can we read it together? Verse 12, 12, 12, 12, yes. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread, so the Egyptians come to bread the Israelites. So my question, how come that people who are oppressed, they even at the same time becoming numerous? Can you explain it, please? The more you are oppressed, the more you become numerous, you multiply. How do you understand it? Is it a miracle? Or does it have an answer? Yes, ma'am. Can we give a microphone to our sister?
Yes. I think it was a miracle, as yes. Papa Sekera said. They were the people of God, and God was with them.
Mm-hmm.
In situation they were passing through, God was fighting for them. Yes, that is the reason.
God was fighting for them. I want to hear also two women to respond also to other questions. Yes.
The point is this.
Yes.
The mystery principle was set already in Genesis 15.
Yes.
Joseph, who was made a slave, suffering, even put in a jail, is the one God brought to lead the power, the first world power, which was Egypt. And the Pharaoh was the Biden of that time. So the mystery is that when a man of God, a woman of God, you put him in suffering, then you give him a source of blessing. The prize is
wow.
the slavery become what? Angre angre. Manure. Okay. The slavery, the prize in the jail of the men of God, the women of God, becomes a manure for him, for her. So you are launching him higher.
Yeah.
That's the mystery, which also came to happen to Israel when that time Joseph was forgot. If they couldn't forget Joseph, who was their prime prisoner, who was their slave, but who became their ruler, they couldn't sweep Israel at all. So the principle is even for us today. Don't forget, don't be afraid when you are mistreated. It's a manure for you. Soon you will be launched higher.
Wow. Thank you so much. Our sister, please, can you give the microphone to our sister? You be the last one, and then I will ask the third question. Yes, our sister. How comes that the more you are oppressed, you are persecuted, the more you multiply?
Thank you. Good morning, church. Good
morning.
So in my opinion, the mystery and the secret behind the multiplication of the children of Israel,
yes,
lies in the grace and the honor of God upon their life as a result of their lineage.
Amen.
So they were descendants of Abraham, and God had made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham was a friend of God, and God had promised Abraham that he would be a father of many nations.
Yes.
So because of that covenant, and because God's word, he honors his word more than his name, that word was valid for all the children in that generation. So that is my take on this. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Though you were oppressed and God have given you a promise, you will multiply. You will reach your target. Amen. The third question, why Pharaoh decided to kill boy, not girls or not daughters? He just decided to kill only boys, not daughters. Why? Yeah, so, Mama, just give the microphone to Mama Nganza. Yeah, she wants just to add to what our sister has said. Yes, Mom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What I want to add,
yes,
I think men can increase easily,
yeah,
than when there are only female.
Yeah.
I can give just an example.
Yes.
One man, mm-hmm, can go with even 5 or 10 women, and all of them, they will get pregnant.
Uh-huh.
But only one lady can give just one child
and only
for a whole year, for what, 9 months.
Yes.
One woman can give just birth to one or two or three.
Even 20, even 100.
When a man can give you 10 children, even more, just for 1 year. That is a reason, because he knew that with men,
yes,
that people can increase rapidly. Rapidement, si je peux dire ça.
That's what I can say. I think we got the point. So can we clap to our two sisters? And then finally, Mama Mteho. Then I will ask the two last questions. So to Mama Mteho. Mama Mteho, yes?
Okay,
why boy, not girls?
Yes. My point of view is that Pharaoh wanted to kill only men,
yes,
because they are the one who could replace him as Pharaoh. But women couldn't become Pharaoh in Egypt. This is the reason why they could be kept, because they couldn't replace him.
Wow. And that's why it's better to decide to kill. Yes, Brother Sekera, you're the last, please. Yeah.
I'm sorry to speak too much, but I think it's important. Pharaoh was afraid of baby boys because they were the future of Israel.
Yeah.
Fortunately, God made it, making those women to help Israel's women to give birth, to save Moses. Moses became the future of a whole nation, a whole people. So even though they killed many boys, as Gaza said it, it became true that one boy saved would become the whole future of Israel.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, thank you. So according to the Pharaoh decisions, might wives decided to or disobey to Pharaoh's regulation. My question, what helped these might wives to disobey to Pharaoh's regulation? And the regulation was to kill boy, isn't it? Now, what helped these mad wives to disobey to Pharaoh's regulation? Do not remember, forget that it's in the perspectives of taking care or protecting oppressed people or others' life or protecting humankind. Now, what helped these mad wives to disobey to Pharaoh's regulation? Imagine the president's law, the president's regulation, but you disobey. What helped these mad wives? Two people or three? And then I will pass to the last question. Can someone respond? Yes, brother. They are in the Pharaoh's country and they've got the Pharaoh laws, but they disobeyed. What helped them? Yes.
They disobeyed because they had the fear of the God of Israel.
Wow. The fear of God of Israel. Can someone add to that answer? Yes. I don't know if I'm just... Yes. Is someone there? Yes. You are the last, and then we pass to the last question.
Yes, thank you. They disobeyed the king, because as the Bible says, it is good to obey God than obeying to men. Thank you.
And the Bible says that according to verse 16, the Bible says, then you are helping the women, the Hebrew woman. Just can we start to 15? The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew maid wives, whose names were Shipra and Puah, when you were helping the Hebrew woman during childbirth on the delivery stool, if you see that the baby is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, let her live. The maid wives Whoever feared God and did not what the king of Egypt had told to them, they let the boys live. Then the king of Egypt summoned the mighty wives and asked them, "Why have you done this? Why have you let the boy live?" The mighty wives answered Pharaoh, "Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and give birth before the mighty wives arrive." So God was the king to the wife. So God was kind to the mighty wives, and the people increased and become even more numerous. Amen. My last question is this: what are lessons that we've got from this text? What are our different lessons that we've got from these texts? Or let me say, what are the teachings? What are the lessons or the blessings that we have got through this text? Can someone give his lesson, share something? Brother Muhindo, you be the first, and then someone else will add. What are the main lessons or the main bits or the main blessings that you've got from this text, according to our topics, taking care of oppressed people? Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you, Pastor. I think one of the striking thing that you see in the text is that these women were very bold. It takes a lot of courage to disobey a direct instruction from a Pharaoh. And I think one lesson is that we have political leaders and leaders of the world who have given us a way we should live. But we also have a God in heaven who has given us his principles and values that we should live by. So we need to be a courageous people. Just as these women have been courageous into facing Pharaoh and disobeying this instruction, making sure these boys leave. And I think that's one of my takeaways. The second thing is that you can see the contradiction into Pharaoh's order. He's asking women who are the source of life to give death.
Mm-hmm.
The women, it's the privilege of a mother, of a woman, to give life. But now you are asking that very person who gives life to give death.
Wow.
It's like a doctor who has gone to school for 8 years to learn how to save lives, and then you give them an instruction to start killing people. So they couldn't obey that because they were trained to give life, not to give death. And I think our lesson can be that God has placed us on this world to give life, to give that life abundant, to be the source of that stream of living water. So the world should not impose us to give another kind of behavior or life that is not coming from God. So we can learn from these women those two things. One, we need to be bold if we want to face the Pharaoh, our Pharaoh of our time. Secondly, we need to know, why are we here? Are we here to give life or to give death? I think we are here to give life. And we should focus on the reason of our calling, giving life.
Amen. Thank you. Can we clap to Brother Muhindo? Someone else, and I'll conclude. Our sister. Yes, our sister. And then I will be the last one to close this text.
Thank you, Church. I think one of the first lessons I gathered also from these same Hebrew midwives was the spirit of discernment. They were able to discern that the children of Israel were God's people. So one thing that we should ask God is to be able to discern when God is asking us to take care of people so that we can be able to offer our time, our service. And the second thing I learned from these women is wisdom in response. You know, when Pharaoh questioned them and asked them, "Why have you disobeyed me?" It would have been very foolish to say, "Because we fear God." You know, but God gave them wisdom to be able to say, "These Hebrew women give birth even before we arrive." That was a very smart answer, and I think they were really empowered by wisdom from God. So we need this kind of wisdom sometimes when we are approaching certain difficult situations for God to help us to know what to say so as not to arouse the anger of maybe an authority over us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And then finally, Brother Christian, you'll be the last one, and then I'll conclude.
Thank you for the flow. Two more lessons. The first one is that our Lord is under his promises in order to accomplish them.
Yes.
As he promised the people of Israel to multiply, and we could see in this text the way that the Lord used all means so that the people may multiply.
Yes.
The second lesson here is all about Moses. We know that Moses is one of the great prophets in the Bible. But when we are reading his life, we come to understand that he was also a baby. And at that very time, we could see some women who intervened in his life in order even to be saved. And this is a lesson also of humility.
Yes.
When we are great, we need to know that there are people, even some simple people, who intervened in order to make you become who you are, great as you can be. So those are the two lessons which I got from this text. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Can we clap to him? Yeah. Concluding this text, I would like to underline that we have a number of lessons that we can pick from this text. But number one, we should just understand that our responsibility as humankind is to protect or take care of others' life, especially people who are oppressed. How to make it? Brothers and sisters have given some structures, but also I should add that we need love, to love people that God is giving us as a responsibility. Number two, we should fear God, only God, because God is the creator of people who are under suffering, who are oppressed. Yeah, and number three, we should invest our best to help people, to restore them, to protect them. You know, these midwives, they risked even their lives only to take care of people who are in danger. So, brothers and sisters, may the Lord Almighty help us to protect humankind, to protect others' life, to protect oppressed people. May God bless his word. Amen.